It's now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. Now time to talk with a head football coach. That is David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. Good momentum for the Panthers going into their playoff matchup with Santa Fe Trail this week. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But, Coach, you close out the regular season with a nice win, 23-14. That victory against Prairie Le Compton, just kind of take us back to that one. What'd you like? What'd you see?
Oh, our team really executed at a high level. It's a high-quality Prairie Le Compton team. You know, Coach Paramore always gets those guys right, and have been doing it for a while and had a lot of sustained excellence over there. And so I was proud that we came out there and fought hard. And again, another game where we don't turn the ball over, and we didn't beat ourselves. We had a couple of penalties, but overall a fairly clean game. They put together a different defense than they played against us in the past, and so we had to adjust on the fly there. And a lot of good things. Our defense really played well.
Go ahead.
Yeah, really, really played well. I mean, we, giving up 140, whatever, 180 yards rushing, but 80 of that is on one play. Okay. And so you really take that away, and I mean, our kids rallied the ball and played really well on defense.
Well, give us a sense of the last couple of weeks. You played a very tough schedule this year, 1-5 to start, but back-to-back wins, and it seems like plenty of momentum. Do you feel a little sense of maybe extra juice with the team, or a different sense of positivity because of the couple of wins heading into the playoffs? How's kind of the feel around the team right now?
You know, I think the team is definitely juiced, but I think they would have been anyway. We got a bunch of really good kids that care and want to do better, and I think they've bought into this message of, you know, winning and losing is not indicative of how we do things. We really try to measure effort and really try to measure the little things that lead to winning and really focus on that and let the scoreboard take care of itself. We're two plays away. You know, one play away in the Hiawatha game, one play away in the Riley County game from being 5-3. With two of those losses being against the two of the top teams in each one in 2A and 3A, I think we're juiced, and I think we would have been juiced no matter what. But it does feel really good for hard work throughout the year to pay off with two wins on the scoreboard.
Royal Valley will travel to Santa Fe Trail for their playoff matchup. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Royal Valley football coach, that is David Boucher, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, a 3-5 Panther squad with back-to-back wins to close the regular season. Now get a playoff matchup at 6-2 Santa Fe Trail this week. Coach, give us a sense of the Santa Fe Trail team, number two spot out of their district behind only undefeated Wellsville. A very solid team. What do you see?
Yeah, very, very solid team. They got, Coach Erickson, who's been on their staff for a long time, and he went to administration, and then got out of coaching and then got back into coaching here, this season. So this is technically his first year as the head man, but he's done some really nice things. He's got his kids playing really hard. They've got a really good offensive game plan. I think they're 12th or 13th in the state in scoring offense, and their defense plays hard. But they're, you know, it's kind of like professional. You know, when their offense is so explosive, sometimes their defense is on the field so much that they've given up some points and some yards. But it's really because their offense is so good that they're just on the field more often. And so that's just, you know, kind of how that goes sometimes. But he's got them running, having a great year, and we're excited to play him.
Do you have a sense of maybe a team that you've seen or a little more recognized with, you know, in the Big Seven, or maybe just a team that you've played over the last few years that you can kind of compare them to? Maybe it's something schematically what they do, or just have a similarity between a team that you've played before.
Like you've said before, and we talked about it, the Big Seven's so tough. They give you fits, and to me, they're Prairie Le Compton. That's just, to us internally, they run schematically, very similar offense, to what Perry does. Even their type of player, reminds me a lot of Prairie Le Compton. If Tristan Gordon, if he was number 35 for Santa Fe Trail, they'd be almost twins, it seems like to me. you know, they're so schematically, I think they're almost exactly like Perry, and even their athlete is similar to Perry. So it's a, that's a really good comp. So that's nice that we get to play them back-to-back like that.
Finally, Coach, real quick before we get you out of here, and we appreciate it as always, just give us a few keys and what's it going to take to get a win and move on.
It's just like we've talked about. You know, we just can't beat ourselves. And I'll tell you the biggest key is we have to contain. We cannot allow a big play. You know, we even talked about earlier in this interview, we give up our biggest Achilles heel this season on defense is, you know, we'll play great for 10 plays, 12 plays, 20 plays, 25 plays, and we'll give up one big play. And we have to limit the big play. We have to make them earn it. And we have to be, you know, if they want to throw the hitch, okay, we'll just rally to the hitch. You know, but we got to rally the football when they run to the edge. We got to get off blocks, and we got to sprint to the ball. And we got to get after it. Because even in these two wins, we've still given up a big play in each game for a touchdown. We just can't allow that to happen when we're on defense.
There it is. There it is, Royal Valley football coach David Boucher joining us, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice, Panthers, and Santa Fe Trail on Friday in a Class 3A playoff opener. Coach, we appreciate it all season long, of course, and good luck here in the playoffs.
Thanks, Brandon.